Hey, family, welcome to another edition of The Cool Jazz Countdown. I'm Marcella Shepard, the bass man.
And this is Kyle LaRue, and we are back again with our survey of the top 10 jazz albums of the week based on local radio airplay, national jazz chart action, and listener feedback.
The Cool Jazz Countdown is an exclusive presentation of Tenshare Media and TVM Productions. Kyle LaRue, talk to me, brother. What's good?
I cannot complain, my friend. Shout out right back at you, and massive belated birthday blessings to your partner.
Thank you.
So we've got a lot of movement to track this week. Another week of musical chairs on the charts, always keeping things interesting. And we'll see if the biggest leap of the week gives us a new number one to talk about, bass.
Now, wouldn't that be something? I mean, truly anything is possible. But this week we say hello to a group known as the Heavy Hitters and vocalist Lindsey Webster as they re-enter the survey. And then guitarist Dave Stryker is blessing us with his latest project as well. A lot of movement going on as we count them down from 10 to 1 for the week ending March 17th of 2023.
All right, getting right into it, man. You know, it's early in the year still, but I think our number 10 album this week is a contender for end of year best of honors. It comes to us from a group of guys that represent some of the best hard bop players in the music right now. And to have them together as a band on one record is especially refreshing. Pianist Mike LaDon and tenor saxophonist Eric Alexander co-lead a sextet that also features Jeremy Pelt on trumpet, Vincent Herring on alto saxophone, Peter Washington on bass, and Kenny Washington on drums. Playing in the storied tradition of the Jazz Messengers, this collective swings through a set of all original tunes that give nods to bop legends like Horace Silver, Freddie Hubbard, and Cedar Walton. It's the Heavy Hitters with their self-titled release for the Cellar Music Group, re-entering the survey in the number 10 spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
Thank you.
There you have it. It's music from the Heavy Hitters featuring Mike LaDon, Eric Alexander, Jeremy Pelt, Vincent Herring, Peter Washington, and Kenny Washington. Their latest self-titled effort for the Cellar Music Group is in at number 10 this week here on our survey. Bass?
OGD. It's the name of the classic Wes Montgomery tune that was an ode to that of the organ, guitar, and drum trio. A classic arrangement that has given birth to many great groupings over the years. The latest grouping comes from one New Haven, Connecticut native, guitarist Ed Cherry. His latest album for the Cellar Music Group is titled, Are We There Yet? Now that question is answered with the assist of Kyle Kohler and Byron Landham. They get additional help on the album from vibraphonist Monty Croft. I haven't said that name in a while. Good to see him back at it. Anyway, Ed pays homage to the great Wes Montgomery with his interpretation of one of his classics, Mr. Walker. It's time to answer that question. Are we there yet? With Ed Cherry landing in the number 9 spot this week. Here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. So much soul in the music. Yes, it is. This one here is on the Cellar Music Group. Are We There Yet? The name of the album from guitarist Ed Cherry. He slips to the number 9 position this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
All righty, thank you, Brother Bass. Well, family, be sure to stay connected with the countdown on social media. Links to photos, videos, the latest jazz news, playlists from the show, and more when you follow us at Cool Jazz Countdown on Instagram and Facebook. Well, Alabama native, flautist, and educator Kim Scott has definitely found a way to make contemporary jazz flute relevant, soulful, and groovy. She's living proof that the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Kim is the product of parents with musical talent. Her mother, Belinda Floyd, was a pianist and vocalist who taught music in the Birmingham City School System. Her father, Albert Felder, toured as saxophonist and vocalist with the Dynamic Soul Machine, a group signed to Stax Records back in then segregated Memphis, Tennessee. She pairs her accomplished classical and jazz chops with an impressive list of guest talent on her latest release for the Inner Vision label. Contributions include guitarists Jonathan Butler and Blake Aaron, and her fellow female flautists Althea Renee and Reagan Whiteside stopped by as well on this latest one. From flautist Kim Scott, her fifth outing for the Inner Vision label is called Shine, and it's in the number 8 spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
Thank you.
Yep, there it is. Flautist Kim Scott with her latest effort for Inner Vision. It's called Shine, and it's in at number 8 this week here on our survey. Bass?
Thank you, brother. Well, family vocalist and songwriter Lindsay Webster has finally let the world know exactly who she is. Her 6th album and latest release for Shaunaki showcases that she's grown, she's sexy, and she's resilient. Lindsay says, quote, "I think that the pandemic really forced me to look inward, giving me deeper insights into who I am, which made it easier for me to say what I was feeling in these songs. I reached a new level of not caring if what I said might offend someone," end quote. Yeah, I think we all have gotten to that point, right? Well, in addition to her longtime songwriting partner and keyboardist Keith Slattery, Lindsay also recorded this album with assistance from Nicholas Payton, Lenny Castro, Nathan East, all just to name a few. Now, this is the most personal album she's ever written. It's Lindsay Webster with Reasons, re-entering into the number 7 position this week here on The Cool Jazz Countdown.
Hey, hey, hey. What does it mean when it feels perfect? Like you really know you felt the wine. I could have sworn the last guy would be worth it. Just as quickly as he came, then he was gone. Now could it be I'm overthinking? If he doesn't text and when he doesn't call, or is it he just can't say what it is? Well, after all this back and forth on second thought, I didn't mean it. Playing with these idle hands, 'cause you know I spend all my time at home alone, so you can't blame me if I fell a little fast. 'Cause there are things I'm overlooking, like your jealousy to not let me get mine.
What about me? What about me, babe?
It's as if you just don't understand how it goes. So baby, maybe you should stop.
Attraction. I didn't mean it.
Travel moves through that contemporary indie R&B soul type vibe. Good music nonetheless. Lindsey Webster here on Shaanicky Records. The album is called Reasons, and it re-enters in the number 7 position here on our survey.
Good stuff. Thank you, Brother Bass. Well, for the better part of 3 decades, pianist, keyboardist, organist Bobby Lyle has been a permanent fixture in jazz. His name is recognized pretty much around the world, but the Memphis-born, Minneapolis-raised musician has been making the most of the roots he's planted in Houston, Texas in the last decade or so. He's become an integral part of the local music scene there and was even honored with his own day by Houston Mayor Anise Parker back in 2012. Well, we catch up with Mr. Lyle on his latest effort for the New Music Warrior label. And the guest list on this project is incredible, with folks like Stanley Clark, Lenny Castro, Gerald Albright, Everett Harp, Paul Jackson Jr., Nathan East, Marion Meadows. Wow. Well, you get the idea. It's the latest here from keyboardist Bobby Lyle. It's called Ivory Flow, and it's in the number 6 spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Yeah, man, it's pianist, keyboardist Bobby Lyle. His latest effort can be found on New Music Warrior. It's called Ivory Flow. Moves up a bit to take the number 6 spot on this week's survey. That just about brings us to the halfway point, but do stick around. We've got much more coming your way. We'll find out who's in that top spot as well when the Cool Jazz Countdown continues after this.